from Carnaby Street to Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
One, two, three, four.
In the sense that it was recorded back in 1965, the Beatles attempted some R&B and soul. It didn't, though, see light of day until we got into the 1990s when Anthology 2 came out in 1996. 12-bar original by the greatest band there ever was, and the band that we celebrate each and every week here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff. We've got so much to get through, so much to pack into this hour of the show. If you remember last week when we last caught up, I was talking about an event that I was attending this week at the Beatles Museum at Matthew Street up here in Liverpool. Now, I've attended many of these over the years, and we don't find out until we actually get there what the exclusive reveal is going to be. And I've come to sort of expect the unexpected when it comes to what Rogue is going to show us when we get to this museum. Rogue Best, by the way, of course, is the brother of Pete Best and also the son of Neil Aspinall, who headed up the Beatles Apple Corps for many, many years. But the unveiling this week was something I would never have picked out in a million years. It's made national headlines, so you quite possibly may have read about it. If not, don't be doing any Google and don't be doing any cheating. Let me tell you what it is, because it's... It was unique, let's just say that. And also, a couple of other things that we want to celebrate this week on the show. Which we do every week, but we want to put some extra emphasis on it, is the genius of John Lennon, the songwriting of John Lennon, because, of course, Thursday marked the 42nd anniversary of the day he was taken away from us. And also, we had another big Beatles anniversary recently. It was the birthday of the Beatles For Sale, which was their fourth album. So let's get a couple of tracks on from that. See what I mean? There's lots to squeeze into this hour, including loads of classic tunes and some rare outtakes, which is where we're going to stop by right now. We're going to go back to the White Album sessions for a very early unedited take of Glass Onion.
I told you about strawberry peels. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
and beyond.
Jeff on a Sunday across Exeter and the Southwest on DAB, and also wherever you're listening right now across the country and across the globe. I know we've got quite a few listeners dotted around various countries that have found us via the various apps that are out there, all powered by our website, zestradio.co.uk. So as I mentioned then, when we began today's show, we're celebrating a couple of things, one of which being the recent birthday of the Beatles album For Sale, which was released on the 4th of December 1964, just 21 weeks after A Hard Day's Night came out. It was the Beatles' fourth album in less than 2 years. And we've talked about this already quite a bit since we've been on here at Beatlemania. It is staggering when you look sometimes at the amount of work the Beatles got through, how they did it. A Beatle year versus a normal band year was just a no contest, really. You know, they were doing films, they were doing tours, albums, singles. And towards the end, they were opening shops, they were doing everything, weren't they? But when it comes to this album, which just evidences their work ethic, it was recorded in 7 days, scattered between August and October, when the band's schedule was crammed with stage performances in the UK, Canada and America, as well as radio and TV work. Now, given the lack of time, it was not surprising that the group reverted to the 1963 formula of 8 original songs and 6 covers. Where we begin with our celebrations of the Beatles' album For Sale is with one of the original ones, probably one of the most recognisable and famous tunes taken from it. It's 8 Days a Week.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you. Hold me, love me, hold me. is not enough to show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week, 8 days a week, I love you. 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl, always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl, love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week, 8 days a week, 8 days a week.
From the Cavern to the Abbey Road Crossing and everywhere in between.
Because you're a sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
Hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
I listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock ticking on the mantelshelf. See the hands are moving, but I'm by myself.
I wonder where you are tonight, and why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. You know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it head to soul. I'll hate to see you go. Don't pass me by. Don't make me cry. I'm sorry that you, I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. I said, that's alright, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. No, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hit me so. I hate to see you go. Don't pass me by. Don't make me by. Don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hurt me so. I hate to see you go. Don't pass me by.
Now, I know every single week here at Beatlemania with media, we celebrate the New Year's of John Lennon, but the thing is, it's normally spread equally the love amongst him, Paul, George and Ringo, who, of course, we just played there with Don't Pass Me By. But, of course, this week, with us getting to the 42nd anniversary of John's sad passing, I wanted to shine that spotlight a little bit extra on John between now and 1 o'clock. And that's what brings me to something that I attended on Thursday at the Beatles Museum up here in Liverpool. Now, I did tell you at the end of last week's show that I had no idea what it was going to be. And that's the case when it comes to these exclusive reveals at the Beatles Museum. Rogue, who is the guy who owns it, he, by the way, is the son of Neil Aspinall, who ran Apple Corps for the Beatles. He was a childhood friend of the Beatles, and also he's the brother of Pete Best, the Beatles' first drummer. He doesn't tell us until we get there. We get a bit of a clue on the invite when the picture arrives with it, and the clue this time was John and Yoko stood in front of Tittenhurst. So I knew it was going to be something to do with John. I didn't realise, though, I'd never in a million years... I said to Rogue, and I put this on my social media account, I've sort of become accustomed to expect the unexpected when it comes to these reveals, but never in a billion years did I expect to be greeted with what I was once that cloth was removed to reveal to the world. Now, this made national news, so if you want to check out pictures, it's very, very easy to find the story and the background about it. Just go to Google right now and type in John Lennon's toilet, because that's what I saw unveiled. John Lennon's toilet from Tittenhurst Park on Thursday. The mad thing was, though, was the day this unveiling happened of John Lennon's toilet, it actually was the anniversary of John's death. And when Rogue did his little speech beforehand, he said to us, look, some people might be like, hang on, you're unveiling a toilet on the day John Lennon died, but he knows people who knew... He met John Lennon himself when he was a kid. He said anyone who knows John knew that he was a bit mad, and he had a quirky sense of humour, and he would love something like this. So that's why they went ahead with it. And there was a couple of delays which happened, which meant it had to happen on that particular day. But yeah, I saw John Lennon's toilet from it's not your normal, ordinary bog standard toilet. There's you know, you can tell it's an expensive one. As I mentioned, Google John Lennon's toilet and you'll be able to see. But it was a toilet that a guy called Gary Honorable was his name. He paid £1,000 for it at an auction back in 1989. Now, this was when Ringo, who bought Tittenhurst Park from John, sold the house to a very wealthy guy who hated the decor, so he just got rid of absolutely everything. This guy wanted to own something that was John Lennon's, got basically outbid when it came to everything. There was only two lots left, two of which were toilets. He bought one of them, another guy bought the other one, who recently sold at an auction for $15,000. But yeah, he didn't know what to do with the toilet. It's been gathering dust, he said, in his garage for years, so he wants to put it on display. So if you want to see John's John, you can do at the Beatles Museum, Matthew Street in Liverpool. But as I mentioned, when Rogue introduced it, he said the reason he was going ahead with the unveiling on such a sad day was because John was a quirky guy. He was a bit mad. And that brings us to our next chip track, which is one that, unless you're a bit of a Beatles nerd like me, I don't think you will have ever heard before. It is a real, real deep cut that we're going to play right now. And it's entertaining, it's interesting. It's John basically talking about what happened with a certain mystic and what happened when they were in India. Just have a little listen to this.
Well, let me tell you something about the Maharishi camp in Rishikesh. There were one or two attractive women there, but mainly looked like, you know, school teachers or something. And the whole damn camp was spying on the ones in the bathing suits. And they're supposed to be meditating. And there's this cowboy there called Tom who plays cowboys on TV. And my, did the Beatle wives go for him in a big way. I wondered what it was. It was his tight leather belt, his jeans, and his dumb eyes. They seem to love dumb eyes. Because all they see is thighs.
But those are thighs. You had good thighs.
Me, I took it for real. I wrote 600 songs about how I feel. I felt like dying and crying and committed suicide, but I felt creative and I thought, what the hell's this got to do with what that silly little man's talking about? But he did charm me in a way because he was funny, sort of cuddly, like a sort of, you know,
like a teddy bear.
Little daddy with a beard, telling stories of heaven as if he knew. You could never pin him down. But he often spread rumors through his right-hand man, who used to be with the CIA and told us about the planes he saved. How Maharishi came through the storm on a plane. And the pilot was getting worried they couldn't land. When Maharishi looked up and with one foul look, according to the man who works for him, everything was okay and they landed. After that, I thought, lies, but who's that woman looks like Jean Simmons that keeps going to him for private interviews? She must have been about 40, 45. Kept talking about her husband because he wasn't there. Always trying to get a private audience with Maharishi, and he kept refusing. I knew only one thing. He must have had some of his own. It must have been that little Indian piece. She came with the tailor and could sit at his feet. And that was one in 500. The rest had to wait like good American people in line to see the master walking on the pedals, who lived in a $1 million staccato house overlooking the Himalayas. He looked holy.
But he was a sex maniac.
I couldn't say that, but he certainly wasn't
holy.
In the true sense of the word.
And it's a song that eventually morphed into Sexy Sadie, believe it or not. The Maharishi song here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday across Exeter and the Southwest on DAB and wherever you're listening across the globe via our website, zsradio.co.uk.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want
the birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
I take two.
Okay.
To the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
I said,
You don't understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right. I said, even though you know what you know, understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right. I said, even though you know what you know,
one of the things that we're doing on today's edition of Beatlemania is celebrating the recent birthday of the Beatles' fourth album, For Sale, which, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on when we started talking about it, recorded very, very quickly over a seven-day period back in 1964, which was a very, very busy year for the Beatles. And a lot of the songs, the original compositions from that album, recorded whilst they were on tour. This one we're going to get to next was done in a hotel room during the summer of that year. And when talking about it back in 1994, Paul McCartney said, I better explain what John and I meant by the title, hadn't I? The story's about a girl who's wearing black because the bloke she loves has gone away forever. The fella singing the song, he fancies her too, but he's getting nowhere. We wrote it originally in a waltz style, but it finishes a mixture of waltz and beat. But who is this person in black? Who is this mysterious baby in black? Now, there's been lots of rumours that have gone around for many, many years that this was about Astrid, their friend from Hamburg, who, of course, ended up with Stuart Sutcliffe. Doesn't matter who it's about, though, what a song it is, as we continue with our next track from the For Sale album. It's Babies in Black.
Oh dear, what can I do? Babies in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? I think of her, but she thinks only of him. And though it's only a whim, she thinks of him. Sees the mistake she has made. Dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? Can I do? She thinks of him, and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black, and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do?
Playing the biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
Motorcars, handlebars, bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee. did you believe? Parachute, army boots, sleeping bag for you. I can't worry.
Amazes me that never made it onto an official Beatles release. In the 1960s, Paul, of course, used it on his first solo album, McCartney. But we saw a lot of that, didn't we, during Peter Jackson's Get Back, where there were tunes that were just tossed to one side and almost, you know, rejected. They just moved on from it. And then many, many years down the line, they became big hits on big solo projects for members of the Beatles. All Things Must Pass by George Harrison. We saw them try that. We also saw Gimme Some Truth, which ended up on the Imagine album, and that, which ended up on McCartney One. It is Beatlemania on a Sunday afternoon with me, Jeff. We're all the way through until 1 o'clock playing non-stop Beatles. We've got some absolute crackers to squeeze in before we finish up at 1 o'clock, including this right now as we continue with Nowhere Man.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
Birthplace of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely. Baby, take a chance with me. Little child.
Little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely. Baby, take a chance with me. If you want someone to make you feel so fine, then we'll have some fun when you're mine, oh mine. So come on, come on, come on. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely. Baby, take a chance with me. Wow! Child, won't you dance with me?
I'm so sad and lonely.
Baby, take a chance with me.
Oh yeah.
Baby, take a chance with me.
Oh yeah.
Baby, take a chance with me.
Oh yeah.
Beatlemania and beyond.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please, don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please, don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you.
It's Beatlemania with me, Jeff, across Exeter and the southwest on DAB, and wherever you're listening right now across the globe online, zestradio.co.uk. So we've been celebrating a couple of things on today's edition of the show. The Beatles' fourth studio album, Beatles for Sale. We've played a few tracks from that and gone through some of the stories around the recording of it. The other thing we've been focusing on after this week marked the 42nd, the sad 42nd anniversary of John's passing, is the genius of John Lennon. Now, I know we do that every single week as part of Beatlemania, but we spread the love, don't we, evenly amongst him, Paul, George and Ringo. Today, though, we're shining that little bit of an extra spotlight on John. And as we come to the end of today's edition of the show, I've picked out a couple of John's favourites when it came to the Beatles. Now, this came from the Jan Wenner Rolling Stone, the infamous Jan Wenner Rolling Stone interview. That was the thing with John. There was, I think it depended what day you got him on sometimes. He was either really down in the dumps, John, wasn't he? Or he was like, wahey. But anyway, when he was asked to name his five favourite Beatles songs, I'm not going to play all five of them. This one we're going to get to right now, he said, could be one of the best lyrics he's ever written. In fact, it could be the best. I don't know if it's good poetry or whatever you call it, but he absolutely loved it. It's Across the Universe.
Well, words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Dave. Exciting and inviting me. Limitless undying love which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
We make it to the final track on today's edition of Beatlemania here at Zest60s with me, Jeff. I'm not going to wow you with any facts and figures or stories about the recording process. I'm not even going to hit you with any quotes from John when talking about this song, because I think it's common knowledge that it was one of his faves of his time with the Beatles. I hope you've enjoyed today's edition. We've celebrated the Beatles For Sale album, and also John, we've put a little bit more spotlight than we normally do on John, because of course this week marked the 42nd anniversary of his sad passing. Have yourself a great week. I'll be back here next week for another edition of the show. Spread the word about it as well. This is what we do every week: 60 minutes of classic Beatles tunes, some deep cuts, some demos, bit of everything really. But the final track today, over to John Lennon, who we lost 42 years ago, for the absolutely beautiful, breathtaking Strawberry Fields. I'll see you next week.
Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. But it all works out. It doesn't matter much. me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. It must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.